A prized ancient coffin has been sitting peacefully, almost hidden, in the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum's lush courtyard for more than 100 years, until now. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on the revival of the Farnese sarcophagus's elaborately carved stone and the stories it holds.
For a coffin, the Farnese sarcophagus has had quite a life, beginning around 225 AD.
It was likely quarried in western Turkey. It ends up in Rome. It goes into a tomb, you know, hundreds of years later.
Senior objects conservator Holly Salmon has been cleaning, restoring, and analyzing the Roman sculpted sarcophagus for many months and says she's learning a lot about the 2,000-year-old object's journey.
Centuries later, it is uncovered and put into a garden outside of a villa. It travels to a restorer's workshop in Rome and then to the Vatican and then back to the Farnese family and then to a dealer and then across the Atlantic Ocean.
It really had a pretty busy social life for several centuries before it arrived in Boston, even.
Christina Nielsen is curator of Isabella Stewart Gardner's collection.
And, you know, Gardner loved stories like that, and she had such an active social life. I think she understood that objects have biographies themselves, and those biographies intersect with the people who own it or come into contact with it.
Now, the sarcophagus's timeline that includes its conservation is part of the new exhibition Life, Death, and Revelry. And the storied, visually striking vessel is the star. Its time-worn marble facade is decorated with a parade of maenads, satyrs, and followers of Dionysus, god of love and wine. They're frolicking, gathering grapes, and celebrating life. When it was unearthed in 1535, Nielsen says Renaissance artists were seduced by the classical nude forms. Gardner was too when she purchased the antiquity in 1898, and she believed it would do the same in the future.
That an ancient work of art can inspire artists working today is very much part of the Gardner's DNA. It's why Isabella collected these treasures. I'm holding my breath.
For the show, this rectangular 7,500-pound piece is on the move again, this time with help from riggers, out the courtyard, onto the sidewalk, for a ride on a flatbed truck to a loading dock, and finally up to a gallery in the Gardner's new building. Once safely inside, contemporary art curator Piranha Cavalcini marvels at the object's new display after it sat on the ground wedged between two columns in the courtyard for more than 100 years.
It's spectacular because the sarcophagus is lifted, so we've never seen it up, and the power is doubled, tripled, quadrupled. It's just so strong and fascinating.
To breathe even more life into the coffin, Cavalcini commissioned two artists-in-residence to interpret it using 3D technology.
A bit risky. You didn't know how it would go or what it would be, but that would reflect the present time.
Although these are frozen figures, they're frozen in motion, and it struck us as being a kind of dance that plays along the surface of this thing. It's also unbelievably erotic. I mean, it has this astonishing sexual power to it.
Paul Kaiser and his collaborator took thousands of photos of the sarcophagus's characters from all angles. They captured every facial feature, fold, limb, pockmark, and shadowy crevice. A computer program reconstructed them into extreme close-up, seemingly fleshy, spatial renditions now projected on three screens in the gallery.
Now you sense that's how close they are to each other, the figures in the since they're all touching each other and exchanging really intimate glances. So there is a kind of intimacy to the experience that's distinctly odd, really.
The stone seems to breathe. Artist Mark Downey.
All of those things that might be paint or might be sculpture or might be flesh are floating in three dimensions. So it becomes a very, very uncanny and very strange experience.
Here we are in the 21st century, and we're not using paper and pencil to respond to this, but we're instead using computer technology and the code that Mark writes and so on, to discover different kinds of secrets.
There are 40 pairs of 3D glasses in the gallery and 20 seats. The 2,000-year-old Farnese sarcophagus is paces away on the other side of the wall. The hope is that people will circulate between the new work and the old.
You see the sarcophagus, then you come and see our piece, and then you go back and you see the sarcophagus again, and it looks different.
The conservators and curators say they're seeing it differently. For Christina Nielsen, the age-old object of death teems with even more life and evokes a well-known saying.
Carpe diem, the Romans were right. Seize the day.
Because life is short, she says, but art endures. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.